Moncrief
on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
It does happen sometimes that a woman doesn't realise or perhaps doesn't want to admit that she's pregnant and then finds herself going into labour. Usually they get to a hospital and everything is fine. But in Tia Freeman's case, the contraction started when she was on a plane travelling from the US to a stopover in Istanbul. So she checked into a hotel, searched YouTube for how to give birth and did it herself. Good afternoon, Tia.
Hey, good afternoon.
So you're on the flight from the States. Your eventual destination is Germany, but there's this layover in Istanbul. At that time, did you know you were pregnant or had someone told you you were pregnant?
Yes, at the time of my flight, I had known that I was pregnant. I had found out just a few months prior. But when I found out, I had already purchased the tickets and gone and had planned the trip.
And did you know how pregnant you were?
Yes, I did. But I was hoping that I would be able to make it there and back as long as he didn't come a little early, which, of course, he did.
Okay. How early was it?
Like 2 weeks.
Right, 2 weeks. So even as it was, you were still cutting it fairly fine. If things had gone according to plan and you'd got back home again in time, how many days would you have had before you had to give birth?
Maybe right at a week.
Right, okay, right. So you're on the plane. At the start, did you recognize the contractions as contractions or did you think there was something else?
At the beginning, I thought they were food poisoning and like cramps from that because I'm a vegetarian and so I don't typically eat meat. And I decided to have some of the salmon on the plane just because it was such a long flight.
Mm-hmm.
And right after I ate, I started to cramp up and I was like, oh no, I shouldn't have done that. I think I have food poisoning.
Oh God. And so was there anything you could do about what you thought was food poisoning at the time?
No, I only had about an hour, maybe an hour and a half left on my flight. So I thought, well, you know, I'll just go to sleep. And then when I wake up, hopefully I'll feel better.
Yeah. And so when you woke up, I assume it was worse.
Yes. So I woke up right when we were landing and, I realized that my cramps had gotten like more severe and they started to come like a little more often. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm not really feeling up to traveling around, you know, Istanbul. So I'm going to try to just make it back to my hotel.
Okay. And I assume you had to go through customs and that kind of thing, which would always takes a while, no matter where you are.
Yes.
At what point did you say to yourself, oh God, the baby's coming?
So, yes, I go get my bags and everything, and I go through customs, and it took about 2 hours to get through the entirety of customs, but when I was near, like, the counter to go through, I realized, like, what if this isn't food poisoning? Because at this point, I'm starting to feel nauseous, and I feel like I'm about to pass out. I'm like, I've been gripping the railing this whole time. So I decide to Google, well, how do you know, like, if this is labor? Because this is my first child, so I have no clue what the signs are or anything like that. And Google just pretty much said that it could be Braxton Hicks, which is false labor, or it could be actual labor. And the only way to tell was if your water breaks. And so I was like, well, that wasn't helpful at all. I guess I'm just supposed to wait until my water breaks.
So you get to the hotel room and things aren't getting any better. So at that point, did you reckon, yes, the baby is coming?
Yes, so as soon as I make it up to my hotel room, I'm literally in so much pain from the contractions, and they're coming almost back to back at this point. And so I'm like, no, this isn't food poisoning. This isn't Braxton Hicks. I really think this is labor. And so I'm like, oh, goodness, so what do I do? Like, I don't know how, you know, my insurance works in this country. I don't know. From the people I've encountered, it's been really hit or miss, like who spoke English and who didn't. And at this point, the contractions are like coming so quickly. I'm like, well, I don't even think I'll make it like to a hospital at this point. So I just decide, well, I guess I'm going to have to look it up and figure out how to do this. So
okay.
I go back to the internet and start pulling up YouTube videos and like Google articles.
And so did you literally Google how to have a baby?
Yes, I typed in exactly how to have a baby in both YouTube and Google. And whatever came up, I was like, well, that's what I'm going to have to work with.
Crikey. And you opted to go for the bath. Why did you decide to try and to have your child in the bath?
So I figured that a bathtub, well, from my very, very limited knowledge of, like, having a baby, I figured that the bathtub would be the easiest to, you know, have a baby in and the easiest to clean up rather than just trying to do it, like, on the hotel bed or something like that.
Mm. And so when you fill up the bath, you get in the bath. Now, I know you have nothing to compare it to, but it sounds like you had a relatively short labor.
Yes. So almost, it took maybe from when I stepped in the door of my hotel room until when he came out. It took maybe only about 30 minutes tops. Like, so I fill up the bathtub. I'm like on YouTube watching the videos. I strip down. I get in and it's like, well, time your contractions because you don't want to push too soon, you know? And so I'm like, okay, I have a timer on my phone. I can do this. And so I'm timing the contractions, and they were already, like, at a minute apart or a little under a minute. And so I'm like, oh, like, he's coming, like, now. So I grabbed two towels and, like, one for me to bite down on so I'm, like, not making too much noise. And then another one for me to put him in when, you know, he's born. And so I just start pushing, and I only push maybe 5 or 6 times before he, like, floated into the world.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible. You also knew, I assume, little Xavier had arrived, but you had to sever the umbilical
yes.
cord, and you also had to wait for the placenta to follow on. Did you stay in the bath for that
yes.
part of it, or what did you do?
So at this point, I'm just like, I don't know why, like, I would think, like, oh, once he's born, like, it's over. But obviously it wasn't. So I go back to Google and I'm like, well, what do I do now, like, with this next stage? And so you're not supposed to pull out the placenta and everything. You're supposed to, like, wait and, like, rub your lower stomach to kind of get it, like, coax it to come. And so that feels like another contraction, and then that finally comes out. And at this point, I'm like, well, it's still connected to him, so now I have to figure out how to cut the umbilical cord. And I look up a WikiHow article, and it was saying, well, here are some tools you might need, where the scissors and a pair of clamps. And I'm like, well, I don't have any of that, but what I do have are some shoelaces and a pocket knife. And so I go and boil some hot water using the in-room like tea kettle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, like, once that's finished boiling, I pour some in a mug. I throw the shoelaces in there and stick the pocket knife inside just to kind of sterilize it as best as I can. And then I just followed the directions to a T. I'm, like, reading the directions, trying to implement them, and, like, praying that I don't, like, hurt him in any way. And so I wasn't nervous for most of, you know, my delivery and going into labor, but cutting the actual umbilical cord, I was just like, oh God, like,
yeah.
This is real. And so I, like, kind of poked it to make sure he wasn't, like, being negatively affected. And once I realized that he was okay, I just went ahead and cut it.
So you went ahead and cut it, and then the two of you then went to bed. You gave him a bit of a feed and you went off to sleep.
Yeah, so I fed him and he went off to sleep right after that, and then I cleaned up the bathroom, and then he only woke up a couple times throughout the night to eat again. And then next thing I know, I was waking up because that night exhaustion just kind of set in, and I was tired from the flight and then delivering, of course. And so we just went to sleep.
Wow. I assumed since all that happened that people have told you the multiple things that could have gone wrong in that scenario, and how fortunate you were
yes.
and that everything went well.
Yes.
The next bit of your story, I suppose, is equally challenging for you, because now you had a baby, but you had to convince
yes.
people that you just had a baby in your hotel room. How did you go about
yes.
doing that?
So one of the reasons I didn't know that I was pregnant for a while was because I didn't gain much weight at all. And so even right after I had him, the weight just kind of fell off, and I was, like, back pretty much to my normal size. So going the next day, I go to the airport because I already had scheduled for the cab. And there they could tell this was clearly a newborn baby, and they were like, well, what's going on? So I had to explain to them that, yes, I did, in fact, have a baby. And, like, looking at me, they couldn't tell. And he was so new, and I kind of wasn't prepared. I just had him swaddled up in one of my, like, oversized T-shirts. So they had to call in customs and the airport police and a doctor and a nurse. And then I was on the phone with the U.S. Embassy. And eventually I was able to, you know, kind of convince them that I wasn't a human trafficker. This was, in fact, my child. After they kind of wrapped up the portion at the airport and I talked to them about what I would need for him to be able to fly, they were saying he would need to be, like, medically ready, and I'd have to have a note signed by a doctor there in Istanbul saying he was okay. And then I would also need for him to have, like, a passport from the U.S. consulate's office. So Turkish Airlines actually gives me on a shuttle, and they you know, drive me over to the U.S. embassy. From there, I tell the story all over again. Naturally, everybody's shocked, both at the airport and at the embassy. And then I stay for another couple hours, and I fill out all his paperwork for his U.S. citizenship, born abroad certificate, and his emergency passport before finally going to the hospital after that.
Right, okay. And so you're all at home now. How is he doing now?
He's doing great. I mean, he's even been to the doctor since he's been back. We're all home. We're just kind of bonding and adjusting to the time change.
And is he sleeping much?
Yeah, he sleeps pretty well throughout the night. He'll only wake up now about once or twice.
You do know you are the luckiest mother in the universe.
I'm beginning to suspect so.
Yes. And presumably because I suppose he was a bit of a surprise to your family. Everyone's gathering around and spoiling him a bit.
Yeah, so no one knew that I was pregnant for, like, the entirety of my pregnancy. My mom and, like, my best friends and the rest of my family didn't find out until a couple days after he was born, and we were still in Istanbul.
Oh, my word. How did you enjoy your holiday? Well, I brought you back a special present from Istanbul.
Yeah.
That's a story. Could I ask, Tia, is his dad in the picture at all?
Not so far.
Well, that's his loss, because you're a hell of a woman, that's for sure. Tia, we wish you and Xavier, we wish you and Xavier the very best. Tia Freeman, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. Gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.